Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of How to Start Today. We are starting a new series called Power Relationships, and we're going to be doing it together with Jade Herman. She's also a public speaker in the Arizona area, and she's also an incredible woman, entrepreneur. So happy to have her so we can go through the series together. Welcome, Jade. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you all?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to do this with you today. We're going to be doing this every Friday consistently. Mm-hmm. That's our challenge together. So stay tuned to that. You guys can hold us accountable. So today we're going to be going over laws. And one of the laws we're going to be going over is power relationships. There's laws to everything. Laws to gravity, laws to math, money. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be discussing laws about relationships and how those laws can actually impact your life, your career. And so we're excited to go down this journey with you guys. So today, me and Jade are discussing the first law of relationships. And that law is called, great relationships are built off of great conversations, not allowing each other to pump out things that, like, expertise, like, oh, I'm better than this and that. It's more based on great conversation. So we're going to discuss that today. Jade, what are your thoughts on this principle off, you know, just that title alone, great relationships are built off of great conversations?
I believe great conversations comes through time and practice. Mm-hmm. It also comes within yourself. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you have to be personal in a way that's appropriate. I also believe that when you have great conversations, you have a good impression overall with your relationships that you build every day, and then they can reflect on you. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this person was outgoing, or this person actually is confident, or this person has something I want to learn. And with that in mind, I think that's always a good thing to have.
Right.
When you meet someone, you know, even a stranger, and it's also part of a profession to have that personal engagement, to have a great conversation.
Right. That's awesome. And before we really get into it, me and Jade, we met through Instagram.
Yeah, we did.
And I believe you found me. Is that correct?
I did.
Can you tell us how that went down a little bit?
Okay, well, as you know, I involved myself with a lot of the art community in Arizona, and I was part of the Creator Clique. It's a huge group of people who are talents, photographers, and freelance models, and makeup artists, and a lot of them love to uplift each other. And there was a photographer I knew, I forget who it was, but he followed you, and I saw your work. Your photography is very beautiful and unique, and it's very genuine.
Thank you.
And those are the character traits I try to find in people and within myself. You know, I try to stay consistent with it. But when I realized, I pay attention to the bio on social media, and in his Instagram it talked about public speaking, and I was like, whoa, that's exactly what I'm trying to go for. That's kind of cool. You know, I would like to reach out to him. And crazy enough, you know, when it comes to opportunities, it's important, you can't just wait for an opportunity, you have to go for them. And I honestly took that step to, you know, message him in his DMs, just say, hey, I noticed that you're a public speaker. I was wondering if we could meet up. And that's how it all started.
Yeah, and I think that's really key, because when you're building something, when you're trying to become something and start, because the podcast is all about starting, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Getting started today. How do we start today? And you reached out. You're like, hey, this is what I'm desiring.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reach out because I want to become this public speaker, and he's doing this. I know maybe there's no other people around that's kind of doing that. So that action is a really good step. Say, I acknowledged, wow, that's really good. He's doing that. Let me go into the unknown. I don't know if he's going to respond or not.
Exactly.
You know, and taking that leap takes practice, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I did.
To just reach out to a random person, you know.
Yeah. Especially on social media. I didn't know if I was going to have a response, but I did get a quick response from him. And he, as you may know, if you're friends with him or you are getting to know him, he's a quick responder, because he's always open to talk to you, you know, and that's always been such a good thing about him, his character trait. So just letting you all know that.
Thank you, Jade. I do appreciate it. I try to definitely be more open, and I'm actually kind of limiting that too a little bit. Oh. So that I can restrain my energy. I'm learning more about that. So we'll discuss that in another podcast about your energy management. Mm-hmm. But let's get right into it. So great relationships are developed by great conversations. And I would say that is one of the biggest things that have helped me in my success over the years is my ability to have a great conversation with someone. And I understood that me being able to get a good conversation going with them allowed me access to their lives. Mm-hmm. For example, one time I was in New York and I was doing a lot of youth development work, and I got the attention of a guy that used to be a very high up Xerox executive, and we connected through a friend. And once I met him for the first time, because he was also doing some youth development program, and I did some research on him, his LinkedIn, I looked at his developments, and I was able to get some key points about him and his projects. Mm. And that allowed me the material I needed to have a great conversation with him. So when I was there, I was asking, hey, I noticed you did this project. Can you tell me more about that? I really like what you executed here. What was this about? And we were able to go back and forth. Reason why is because I did research. Mm-hmm. And we had a great conversation. And then long story short, we still to this day have a great conversation. And he's no longer doing Xerox anymore. He's doing bigger and better projects. But that I had a lot of access to his resources and relationships. So I've always knew that growing up, that if I'm going to have a really good relationship, a great relationship with them, I needed to first connect with them, right? Mm-hmm. And then that allowed me access to their relationship by having a great conversation. Do you have any examples of that?
That principle?
Yeah, great conversations and connecting with people.
Yeah. I would have to say give me a minute to think about that. That's actually a good question. For me, I think it's definitely something I need to work on, is having great conversations. I will admit, I can have a in-depth conversation and make it personal, but when it comes to having a lead towards other opportunities or being part of their life, maybe I have not seen it yet, but maybe others have. I just don't know it. And so maybe working on having great conversations, like right now I'm learning through this this teaching and this reading that we're doing together, is already going to be something I'm working on.
That's so awesome.
It's in the process, right, is what I'm saying.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. That's powerful. And that's important to understand and realize that, hey, we're all developing, mm-hmm. you know, and I have a lot more experience in that, mm-hmm, that yes. field, because that's something I'm naturally good at. So that's all good. So also, we're going to have a conversation, about why, you know, good conversation is good, you know, from basically what we've been studying together. Do you have any thoughts? What's some of the things you're extracting from our reading that can help our readers, or even just helping yourself from what we've been studying?
Of course. So when it comes to great conversations, when it says basically take a pause. So when you have a conversation, sometimes it's easy to respond. You know, that's just what we do as humans. We want to respond, but we also want to ask questions so we can know more. But when it comes to a great conversation, it's important to pause for a little bit so you can actually reflect on what you've been hearing from the other person. And this is something I'm actually working on even more on my day-to-day basis. Day-to-day conversations with my classmates, to my coworkers, and to my friends, because sometimes I'm so quick at responding that I might not even know the full conversation. And with that in mind, I would want to have a response that's effective and it's actually on point with what we're trying to talk about. You get what I mean?
Yes, that's powerful. I think, Jay, that's a really good point, because when you're always trying to connect with a person,
mm-hmm.
and the person has to feel like you're actually listening to them. And the way to do that, to have a great conversation, is to pause.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, pause every few minutes. Say, hey, we're having this conversation. Is this making sense, what I'm saying? Or if the person is talking, kind of responding to them, take a break and say, you know, tell me more about that. I want to know more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. You always want to seek to understand so you can really, instead of responding, somebody's talking, you're like, so I'm having this good day. So, you know, did you take the train? You didn't let them finish. They're probably going to say, hey, I took the train.
Yeah.
But you went so quick, you didn't really listen and took in what they're trying to say. You're just trying to respond.
Yes.
And then people kind of take that as, oh, this person's not listening. They're just trying to get through this conversation because they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna not really going to connect with that person. You're not going to have a great conversation. And in turn, you're not going to have a good relationship because they feel like they're just maybe a project, or they're just a client,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they're just a passing colleague. You know, you can't build a relationship. They're not going to feel that connection. So taking a pause is a good point that you brought up, and allowing that person to say, oh, this person is really listening. Repeat back to them what they're saying. So you said you took the train. So which train did you take? You know, you're kind of reflecting and you're trying to understand so they can say, oh, this person is really interesting, and you're gonna start to feel that connection. So one point that I got extracting from our studies together was, when you're having a great conversation with someone, you're effectively contributing. They feel like you're contributing to their personal or company growth. And I think that's a really big point that I at least extracted, because like I was telling Jade earlier, I feel like I have access. It's an honor to have access to her life, because not everybody should have access to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You should keep that energy for people that are mature, because when you give energy and you allow people in your personal space that are immature, that are not ready, they can really start wreaking havoc in your life. So Jay giving me access to her life, I believe, because I'm contributing positively in her personal growth. And I think that's big to understand and recognize, that when you start to have great conversations, you can understand what the person is going through by asking questions,
mm-hmm.
or just dialoguing with them. And they say, wow, this person is really trying to help me, and or we're helping each other. So always look at that as you're trying to build a relationship with someone. You say, hey, am I effectively contributing to their personal growth? Am I adding some type of value to them life, to your life?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, what do you think about that? Is that something you're starting to realize too as you're growing?
Yeah, I think even growing up, you know, maturity level does go through, you know, you go through that phase. But when you're talking about space and what energy you release and give, like a give and take, what was the question again?
The question was, what are your thoughts on contributing to people's personal growth through great conversations?
Oh, yes, yes. Honestly, when it comes to that, you have to keep in mind also the value. You have to know your value first.
Mm.
And I noticed that within time, with maturity, you will develop your understanding of what value is for yourself, and you'll also be able to determine other people's values. And so when you have a in-depth conversation or great conversations, like what we've been saying here before, it's important to calibrate it and really be sincere when you have a conversation with someone. And that's something that I've been trying to apply with the people that I do believe are aligned with my goal in life and my goals and my who I really want to surround myself, you know.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to bring up this here is, as you're bringing up, like, as we're talking right now about contributing to each other's success,
mm-hmm.
it's all about this idea of adding value.
Yes.
You know, you got to know your worth, like you just said. I think that's important. And I'm learning that even to this day, about like what I'm worth, you know, and understanding what that number looks like, or in time, what, how much my time is worth, how much is my craft is worth, and just projecting that and just owning that. And then also saying, hey, not in a cocky way, but more of like, I can really help this person. And then understanding that value, you can bring that to a conversation, say, hey, I know this. This is what I know. You know, I know this very well, and I believe I can help you, you know, and we can help each other. Maybe with my eye or photography, I can add value, or I can complement what you're already doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's that type of thing you guys want to look at, say, know your value. So when you do come to a conversation, you can add something to that person's life. So you always want to be reading. You always want to be growing. So you can always be contributing to something. And not all conversations are, don't get me wrong, all conversations don't have to be in depth. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's always this lingering, you know, I gotta get stuff done. We're living a very busy life, you know, a busy world. And we have to take a step back to say, you know, am I really connecting with people, or I'm just like trying to get through the day, and I'm trying to get through this person, you know? So I hope you guys are understanding how important building relationships are, building relationships, and that one of the principles is that you want to have a great conversation. So I want to go through a couple points as we wrap up of how to do this. So step one, we're learning that you don't want to go into the relationship or the conversation trying to impress the other person. Don't try to go in there to impress. Like, I know this person. I've been there. I've been there. I'm from this particular region. You know, a lot of times people would name drop, right? Say, oh, I know this person. Oh, I know this person. Oh, I'm from New York City. You know, or I'm this. And there's a way to do it, but don't try to impress. You want to use that information, say, I lived here and I've been around this, and I have experience because I've lived here, or I know this person because of this person, and they allowed me access. So that means you have access now. What do you think about that? That point of not trying to impress people, because that may rub people the wrong way.
Well, it definitely switches the mood of the conversation, first of all. When I would say, I will admit that I've had in the past, and I sometimes do it now, where it's like, you want to, first impression is important, right? And it also depends on your environment and who you're trying to talk to. But with this in mind, you don't need to impress anyone, because there's this quote that I saw on Facebook or social media, and it said, there's no need to prove or impress anyone, because they know your qualities by seeing you and being around you and accepting you. And with that in mind, if you want to have that personal connection with someone, you want to be, again, genuine, and you have to be mindful with what you say and what you do.
That's right. Yeah. I think that's really important. Not to impress. And I think, so the second one is, I think it's like we talked about, actually stop pitching and asking questions, like that whole pausing and trying to extract information. Like my mentor always say, dip into somebody's well, meaning ask them questions. Always have some power questions. We'll go through that in another podcast about power questions.
Yeah.
But the questions that you ask will dictate that conversation in a large way. Think about it. The greatest conversations you'll probably have is when people are asking questions. They're digging for information. So why did you decide to study this in school? Right? Tell me the reasoning why you believe this politically. You know what I mean? Like, the questions that you ask will determine the quality of that conversation. So you always want to ask some questions, and always have questions for people when you about to meet them, maybe for the first time or the second time. You know what I mean? And of course, if it's spontaneous, how's your day? You know, or are you in school? Why did you decide to study that? That's fascinating. Tell me more about that. It gives this person that you're interested in them. You know, that sense of, oh, this person really wants to understand me and understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that gives this nice relation, the start of a great relationship. What are your thoughts on that? Questions.
Questions. I believe when you question and when you ask questions, it helps your mind process. Not being narrow-minded when it comes to questions, I think you get to have a wider range and look at a full picture for both sides of the speaker and the listener. And with my experience with asking questions, sometimes even non-verbally, you know, because you can also do that, you have an in-depth understanding with them, and you may even see this quality of empathy or something that you're related to, like experience-wise. And so asking questions is important. I do believe some people forget that they should not be afraid to ask questions, because that gives you more clarity with each other and the subject that you guys are bringing up. And it can also be effective with what you're trying to go, or your goals you're going together for one or the other.
That's awesome. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Ask some questions. We'll go more about that in another convo on our next podcast. And the last point I want to bring up is, when you're having this effective conversation, this great conversation to build this great relationship, is talk about the right things. Don't be afraid to say, hey, are we talking about the right things right now? Because sometimes we can go on a tangent mm-hmm. in a conversation and you're just talking about random things that doesn't pertain to that main thing you're meant to be there. So hey, are we talking about the right things? Like, you could be talking about business and end up talking about your dogs and cats because you're so passionate about that. So don't be afraid to reel it back in. Say, hey, you know, such and such, are we talking about the right things? You know, mm-hmm. are we talking about the right agenda? Because you don't want to waste time. Mm-hmm. Of course, leave room for, you know, the serendipity, you know, things, because, you know, we are passionate about our pets or you know, cooking or whatever the case is. But sometimes don't be afraid to reel it back in, because, you know, you could go off on a tangent. Would you agree?
I would agree.
You know?
I've seen that a lot, and I've done that a lot. And then I realized time's gone by, and then I'm like, wait, did we even answer, or did we actually do what we needed to do for this class? And again, time is valuable, you know? There's this thing that time is timeless, but in a way, you have control of that. And when it comes to that, when you have this engagement, what was the question again?
Well, just the asking about the right things.
Oh, yeah, asking about the right things. You kind of, it's like prioritizing. If you were there for that reason, you should probably go back to it, because right. your main focus was that.
Right. Like you said, you don't want to waste time.
Waste time, yeah.
You know? And I think the idea of, you can't get time back.
Yeah.
You know, you can always get money mm-hmm. for the most part, but you can't get time back. So us even having this podcast is taking up some time that we could be doing something else, right?
Of course, yeah.
But this is valuable to us, and we want to grow together, but also share what we're learning, and in hopes of that, we're inspiring other people to understand how important building great relationships are. And one aspect of building great relationships is this principle, having great conversations. So with that being said, I hope that this conversation, this podcast, was really helpful for you guys. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us at howtostarttoday@gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram on howtostarttoday. And we're so excited. We're going to be doing this every Friday, breaking down a principle that we're learning about how to build great relationships. So I hope you guys got something from that. I had a great time talking with you, Jay. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. This is very effective, and we're actually engaging in exactly what we're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. So until next time, have a great day. And if you have a dream or an idea, start it today. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of How to Start Today. Today we have a special guest, Jade Herman. Welcome, Jade.
Welcome.
Thank you for letting me have, like.